Last week, I celebrated 23 years of being on the air. Now, back then, they said it wouldn't last. But little did I know that they were talking about my hair.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Sean Economy here. You bumped Bill Watkins 10 years ago for a crusty old has-been like Buddy Hackett, and now you've got a real bloody star on the phone? What are you going to do with me, Mark? Oh, never mind, Mark. You haven't the brass stones to even make a decision. I'll make one for you. Go ahead and talk your economic blather with Bill Watkins, and you can kiss my brambly...
We should have played that last week when my guest was economic forecaster Mark Schneep. We have a rotating guest list of economic forecast directors. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, we have two guests, the operations manager and the executive director of Channel Islands Restoration, and we're not going to talk about the Channel Islands. This operations manager took my 21-year-old niece out into the hills of not the hills, what do we call the San Ynez, over the mountains there, and gave her a stick and a flashlight and said, go, survive on 3 days. I mean, it was crazy. What the hell are they doing? So we'll find out what they're doing. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And the first segment will actually do year to date and a little article about the costliest zip codes. But where was 93108, which is Montecito? And this time last year and since 2009, I took a look at the year-to-date median price and the average price, which is never used. But every once in a while, someone throws that in and people don't expect it, and it's a little misleading. The median price year-to-date for 2021 is $1,950,000. Last year at this time was $1,588,000. So we're up 23%. Now, a few weeks ago, I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and the median price was still up as of November 6th, 23.3%, even without Montecito and Hope Ranch. But all-inclusive from Carpinteria to Goleta, $1,950,000, up 23%. Number of sales, 27.5 per week, is up 12.9%. Number of sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito on November 6th was up 18%. So there you go, Bob's your uncle. Now, median price, $1,950,000. What was the average price, you ask? $3,155,000. Big jump. Why is the average price so higher? Because the outliers, the high-end properties, the $10, $20 million sales, push the average price up, whereas the median price tells you an exact number of the 1,264 sales year-to-date. Half were above and half were below $1,950,000. Not too many under $1 million. Many over $1,150,000. 85% of the sales year-to-date were over $1,150,000. Over 1,000, 1,073. Last year, 804 sales were over $1,150,000, and that represented 72%. So if I'm looking back to 2009, you could see the number of sales over $1,150,000 is in the 30% range going back 2009, 2012. Hits 40%, 50% for 3 years in a row, starting with 2014, 65% in 2018. 62% 2019, 72% 2020, and 85% in 2021, number of sales over $1,150,000, which gives you a clue of what's selling under $1,150,000. Only 15% year-to-date sold under $1,150,000 out of the 1,264 sales. So back to the average price, sales price, $3,155,000. Going back to last year, it was $2,300,000. Year before that, $2 million. And those are the only 3 years the average sales price for the first 46 weeks of the year were over $2 million. But this year's over $3 million. $3,155,000 is a huge jump. So a lot of higher end properties selling in 2021, pushing the average price well over $3 million, when the highest was $2.3 million last year. Going back in time, the average is always going to be higher than the median sales price. 2009 through 2012 was basically in the $800,000 range, the median price. And the average sales price was about $1,400,000, $1,500,000, $1,200,000, $1,400,000. And then the median price jumped up in the $900,000s for 2013. Average price, $1,455,000. 2014 is when the jump on the median price went up to $1,175,000 on the median sales price. Went above $1 million when it was in the eights for 4 years, and 2013 it was in the nines. So 2014 was the jump, and the average price jumped too to $1,768,000. But basically the average is around $1,800,000 for subsequent years from 2014 moving forward, $1,700,000, $1,800,000. Pretty consistent 2014 through 2018, the average sales price, $1,750,000 to $1,800,000. And then the big jump to $2 million in 2019, the average sales price. Okay, I had this whole article. I don't know if I have time to do this. I could do it very quickly. Article says California has 70% of the costliest zip codes. New study, California holds 89 of the 127 most expensive zip codes in the country. California holds about 70% of the number of the most expensive zip codes. Los Angeles County, the highest priced county. Silicon Valley, for the fifth straight year, was the highest zip code. Median sales price of $7,475,000. In comparison, year-to-date, Montecito, $5,005,000. So this is Silicon Valley, a suburb of Atherton. And it says, of the 28 houses currently up for grabs, 22 are more than $10 million. Well, that's a big percentage, isn't it? Montecito is 46 active listings. A few of those are in escrow. 19 are over $10 million. So 22 are over $10 million up there, and 19 over $10 million in Montecito. And then they list all these zip codes, Beverly Hills, $4 million range, but they don't list Montecito. It goes on to talk about Southern California, well represented beyond LA County. Orange County holds 9 zip codes, and Santa Barbara holding 5, a significant leap after having just 1 in 2020. Santa Barbara County, the wealthy flocked to Santa Barbara to escape city life during the pandemic, but the surge contributed to a housing crisis in the area that left many UC Santa Barbara students without a home during the school year. Hello. Charlie Munger's big controversy building student housing. But I don't know why they don't mention Montecito. And I think it's a zip code. They're doing it by zip code. Montecito's not a city. It's just an area. So it's not, no. But it's a zip code. And if you look at the zip code, you got much higher than the ones they mentioned in Beverly Hills. We're over $5 million. And finally, only 10 states account for these 127 zip codes. California has 89, New York 17, Massachusetts 7, Connecticut 4, New Jersey 3, Nevada 2, Washington 2, Arizona 1, Florida 1, and Maryland 1. Wealthiest zip codes in the country. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Channel Islands Restoration. We'll find out what a hike in the back hills of Santa Barbara was intended to do.